So, Jared, all the players have pulled up well from yesterday's win, have they?
Well, early signs, yes, post-game. Obviously, they haven't come in yet this morning, but from all reports straight after the game, you know, we got through unscathed, which was fantastic.
Obviously, a tough first half, but you must have pleased with that second half yesterday, how the boys, you know, turned that dominance, you know, I think it was like 43 inside 50s to 9 in that second half. You really piled on the pressure and converted on the scoreboard.
Yeah, look, you can't underestimate Gold Coast. They've been riding games, and we addressed that they've won, I think, five or six of their first quarter, so we knew we were going to be in for a tough challenge early. And I think what we've shown as a group is the resilience to stay in the contest, and the game's played over four quarters, and unfortunately for us, you know, we got going in the second half and came away with a really good win.
Any concerns about the dominance in the inside 50s in that third quarter with not being able to put it on the scoreboard?
Oh, tough conditions. No, not really. As long as we get enough ball there, we're generating enough football up the ground, and you know, we had some young players in there again in Frampton and Farrell, and they both bobbed up and kicked six goals between them, I think it was. And so we're getting enough ball there, and but the conditions were trying, and you know, and the contest was tough as well. So no, we're pleased with what we scored.
How much of a learning curve was that for the young players?
Look, it's always a learning curve week to week, but I think, you know, just I suppose Farrell bouncing back from a showdown where, you know, like he was good. His good was good, but he knows he could play better, and he did that in tough conditions yesterday. And then Billy Frampton comes in for his second game, I think it was, but it was like a debut for him, and he's been marking the ball really well on the SANFL. So, look, they learn a lot, and in trying conditions, they really stood up.
Scully, Robbie Gray and Jonas, what chance are coming back?
Yeah, well, I said Jonas was a chance about 4 weeks ago. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, that hasn't happened. But look, he trained on Friday, or did a bit of running on Friday at our Saturday at our captain's run, and got through that, I think, pretty well. So I would think that he would get a full week of training in and put his name up. And Robbie, again, did a bit of training, so we'd like to think he'll get a bit of training in this week and be thereabouts as well. So two handy inclusions should they get through.
You're away for about a month now. You don't play that late overall. June 22, three road games and a bye in the middle of all that. How tough is that schedule for you and the boys?
Look, you like to be at home, but I also think there's a real upside to travelling with your mates and travelling as staff. We talk about connection, and I think it's one of those things, as much as we're missing our families and want to be in the comfort zone of our own home and these surroundings, I think it's a real good opportunity to really connect at a real crucial time of the season, like the midpoint of the season, and we're playing teams that are around the mark of where we are right now, so I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us.
So more positive for you, yeah, guys, to connect this time of year?
Yeah, right. definitely. I think it's a real positive thing, because the more we can spend with each other at this time of the year, I think it's even better.
So where's Charlie Dixon, what's his timetable?
At this stage, he's tracking really well. We're probably thinking post our bye is when he'll return to play. Ben, it's fantastic to see him up and about and moving really well.
Realistically, where's the club at right now in terms of in the top eight with some wins, but against the likes of Gold Coast and Carlton? Have you assessed this part of the season?
So are we underestimating Gold Coast and Carlton?
Not really, but they're definitely expected wins.
Well, their teams, we had Carlton, we want to talk about teams. We had Carlton round two, who were up and about. They showed they pushed Collingwood, who probably sort of wiped us in the first quarter. And Gold Coast, as I said, they've won probably just as many quarters as teams like Richmond. So we can't underestimate any side in the competition, but in terms of where we're at, we'd like to be 9-0, but we're not. We're 5-4 and we're in the eight, and we're playing sides that are going to be thereabouts with us right now. So it's a great challenge that that we just got to keep moving forward and keep winning games and keep ticking them off. And should they be by 1 point or 100 points, it doesn't matter as long as we get the 4 points.
Jonas doesn't come up with Dougal second captain yesterday. Will he stay in that role, or are you going to share it around your younger
core? Yeah, well, it's an interesting one. That's for Ken to make that decision. But you know, the philosophy going into the game was, you know, we went in with a really young side, and Dougal Howell's a young leader in the making, and he led really well. We might go down that path. He's got 100% strike rate, so maybe Ken will go with that.
Who are the sort of other players? Because Ken sort of touched on it in his press conference after the game, that there was like a young group, and so not just Dougal, but a few others. Who are the sort of players in that mix around Dougal there?
Oh, look.
The next sort of group of leaders that the club sort of earmarked for the future.
Oh, you got guys, you know, in our back line, you know, like Leonard, you know, Darcy Byrne-Jones, you know, Tom Cleary, You know, they're guys that sort of come to mind straight away. But yeah, look, I think they have a title if they're in a sense, but at the same time, we've still got some great leaders within our footy team.
How pleasing was it to see how Billy performed, especially, as you say, like with like a second debut for him?
Yeah, no, fantastic. Reward for all his hard work. You know, he's been sort of knocking on the door for a few weeks now, and for him to transfer his performances from SANFL into AFL in trying conditions, which aren't probably wet conditions aren't made for the big fellas, was fantastic for him. So, yeah, look, he's now, I suppose, set a standard for himself and a bit of a benchmark, and he's got to make sure he backs it up now moving forward.
Scott, what is Trengo not doing to get in the mix?
Not doing. Look, Trent is, without going into too much detail, understands where things are at in terms of selection. You know, in terms of what he delivers, yeah, look, he gets a lot of the footy. He provides great leadership to our SANFL fellas. But at this point in time, there's a couple of guys that are in front of him, and he understands and he's fully aware of that.
Joe, do you have any update on young Sam Hayes? Obviously, pretty unfortunate. He was due to come back from his ACL on the weekend, but he's got some glandular fever. Any sort of idea on timeline on how long he'll be out for?
Yeah, I don't think it's too serious in terms of the scale of glandular fever. But look, he was a little bit off colour, being feeling the pinch a little bit. He's done a mountain of work to get himself back to playing conditions. And look, unfortunately, he had a minor setback. But look, you know, speaking to him only just yesterday is that hopefully, you know, 2 or 3 weeks recovery or just sort of pull back on training and he'll be back in playing. So, you know, he could be a post-buy or, you know, sort of return.
And Joel Garner looked pretty good yesterday in his debut.
Yeah, he did. Looked very composed. He's very hard at the footy. Reads the play well. I think, you know, if you talk about just his attack on the ball, his first centre, I think the first centre bounce contest of the game, he came steaming through and surged the ball forward, and he wanted to then front the next contest. I think it's a credit to a young man that's worked hard at his game. And yeah, but I think the pleasing thing is he showed a lot of composure under pressure at critical times.
On Trigo, you said want to push other players ahead of him a certain degree. Mm. Is that a youth thing more so than anything? You want to push your younger players through? Or
I wouldn't say it's a youth thing. It's probably what we're looking for at various stages. You know, so we want to make sure we get the mix right. And, you know, in terms of the type of player that's playing through the midfield. We know Trenners can play other positions as well. But yeah, that's, you know, that's obviously stuff that we'll keep behind closed doors, but the player is fully aware of where he sits.
He's okay with all that, obviously, because he's been getting so many stats, as you know.
Well, you probably look at his performance and you probably think, well, he seems okay, and he is okay because he's still going out and performing. And that's a credit to the character of the person, and that's why we respect him so much for what he's doing and how he's going about it. He's a great example for our young fellas coming through.
Thanks, Scully.
Thanks, boss.